Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of this program as we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that's said on this program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. Again, my address for reaching me personally by email, preacher@eastalbertville.org. And East Albertville is one word. In Romans chapter 10, we read beginning with verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. But they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. You know, as you read the history of ancient Israel in the Old Testament, we tend to get the impression that they were very foolish people. And this is basically a true impression. But before we get too cocky, the picture of them really is an accurate picture of human nature in the world today. In our text that we just read, Paul summed up the condition of Israel, and he exposed their folly by making 4 points. First, they had zeal without knowledge. We see this was demonstrated by 2 things. The fact that they had rejected Christ, the apostles, and their teaching. You know, in Mark 16, verses 19 and 20, it says, "So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." And it's in Hebrews 2 and verse 1, "Wherefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angel was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, with divers miracles, gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will." We see, too, that they persecuted the church. Stephen, for example, was put to death. So this shows that they had zeal, but it also exposes their lack of knowledge. There are other examples of zeal without knowledge that we read about. Saul of Tarsus, for instance. In Philippians 3 and verse 6, Paul said concerning zeal, he was persecuting the church. In Acts 22 and verse 1, he said, "Men, brethren, and fathers, hear ye my defense, which I make now to you." And when they heard that he spoke in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silent. And he said, "I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as they all are this day. I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prison both men and women, as also the high priest doth bear me witness, and all of the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring them which were there bound unto Jerusalem for to be punished." We see 2 examples of this zeal without knowledge in the Jewish teachers in Galatians 4. It says in verse 17, he says, "They zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you, that you might affect them." In Acts 15 and verse 1, "Certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved." So we see then that zeal without knowledge is certainly a dangerous thing. Zeal combined with knowledge is what we find in the scriptures commanded. In Titus 2 and verse 14, he says, "Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purifying to himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. In Galatians 4 and verse 18, Paul said, "But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I'm present with you." But again, zeal without knowledge is dangerous. Hosea 4 and verse 6, it says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou should be no priest to me. Seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." But we see a second thing that is noted here in the things that we read in Romans 10 concerning the condition of Israel. And that is, they were ignorant of God's righteousness, because they had rejected that in which it was revealed, the gospel. Romans 1:16, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And they were willfully ignorant. Peter said in 2 Peter 3 and verse 5, he says, "For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and into water." Jesus said in John 7 and verse 17, "If any man will do his will, he will know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." Now, ignorance is not bliss. You know, sometimes we hear that statement, but it's not. It's one of the greatest problems in the religious world today. It caused Christ to be crucified. In Acts chapter 3, Peter said to them, beginning in verse 12, "You men of Israel, why marvel you at this, or why look you so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man whole? It's the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One, the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses." See, we see that a lack of or ignorance of God's righteousness is what causes people today to ignore God and his word. In Acts 17 and verse 23, he says, "For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you." And it caused early Christians to suffer persecution. In 1 Timothy 1 and verse 13, said Paul of himself, he said, "Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and an injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief." Friends, multitudes today are just as ignorant of God's righteousness as the Jews of whom Paul wrote in our text in Romans 10. Some honestly ignorant, and some willingly ignorant. But a third thing, too, that we notice concerning the condition of Israel in Romans 10 is that they went about to establish their own righteousness. You know, that's a natural result of ignorance of God's righteousness. You know, man is naturally a religious being. And if he does not know God's ways, he'll seek to establish his own ways. And that's what we see in Acts 17 in the city of Athens, where they worshipped all the gods that were conceivably to be thought of, and yet there was that one that for fear of leaving out one they inscribed to the unknown God. How did the Jews seek to establish their own righteousness? Well, by outward show. Jesus rebuked this, you remember, in Matthew 23 and verse 5. But he said, "All of their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garment." They proselyted to the party views among the Jews of the Pharisees and the likes. Again, in Matthew 23 and verse 15, Jesus said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte." A proselyte is a convert. And yet, when he says, "When he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves." It's whenever they exalted their ways above God's ways that they established their own righteousness. In Matthew 15, verse 1, beginning, "Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees that were of Jerusalem, saying, Why did thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they washed not their hands when they ate bread. But he answered and said unto them, Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? And making such good deeds certainly are discovered. In Matthew 6, we find, Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. So you see, there's some today that seek to establish their own righteousness in some of these very same ways that we've just considered. But then, too, the other thing, the fourth thing that Paul pointed out concerning the condition of Israel in Romans 10 was they had not submitted to the righteousness of God. You know, as long as mankind is set upon establishing his own righteousness, he'll never submit to God's righteousness. See, the Old Testament consistently shows the stubbornness and the rebellion of the Jews. 1 Samuel 15, take for instance verse 23, For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. He said this to Saul. How do we submit to the righteousness of God? Well, we do that by obeying the gospel. In Psalms 119, verse 172, David said, My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all of thy commandments are righteousness. When Peter went to Cornelius, he said in Acts 10, verse 34, Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Peter said in 1 Peter 4 and verse 17, For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And then in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, we begin reading in verse 7. To you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Friends, may we never become victims of such folly as that we've read about here of Israel in Romans 10. An open heart, an honest mind, plus a diligent study of God's word are the best things that we can do to prevent this attitude. So we ask, will you submit to the righteousness of God? Whether it be you're an alien sinner, or whether you're one that has obeyed the gospel but yet is erred in sin. Think seriously about your spiritual condition before God. We see your time is up. We appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you tune in tomorrow. Until then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we turn you to our announcer.